This is KERA News. Flu season has been especially severe this year in North Texas. Earlier this month, the Walgreens Flu Index ranked Dallas-Fort Worth the seventh most active metropolitan area in the country, prompting area hospitals to push flu prevention more than usual. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs project, exploring the leading edge of health science and technology, I visit a roving flu clinic in Fort Worth that's bringing flu shots and flu treatment to some of the most vulnerable in the community, people living on the streets. North Texas has finally thawed from weeks of frigid temperatures, and the outreach team at John Peter Smith Hospital has hit the streets to give as many flu shots as possible to Fort Worth's homeless. They're set up at Unity Park, a small plot of land managed by the Feed by Grace Ministry, where many of the city's homeless congregate on Saturday mornings.
Okay, if you'll hold your sleeve for me, that'd be perfect, okay? And you're gonna have to hold your sleeve and then try to relax this arm if you can. I know.
They're treating people like Michael Houston. He's first in line for a flu shot because he cares a lot about his health.
Being out here on the streets, you have to, you know, because there's a lot of germs, there's a lot of people coughing and getting sick, so you try to stay healthy as best way you can.
That's it, sir. You did great.
You did it already?
I did it already.
Wow, I didn't feel this.
I tried to do it really quick for you.
Yeah, you did that.
For Houston and many who live on the streets, flu shots aren't easy to come by.
A lot of us out here can't afford to go and get that done. We don't have transportation or we don't have the money. So for them to come out here and do this is God sent to me.
It's all part of the JPS Care Connections program, which tries to make healthcare easy and accessible for the homeless in Fort Worth. Joel Hunt, a physician assistant and the program's director, says that means having to be on the move.
People that experience homelessness, and specifically the folks that we target, are the ones who sleep outside. So we have to really go to the places where they are. So we take it to their camps. We try to go to the places where they might get services, like today where they're getting a meal, and try to catch them wherever they are.
On top of that, it helps out the hospitals, which have been overwhelmed by a very active flu season this year. JPS reported nearly 400 people went to its emergency department in December. Dr. Jeffrey Tessier, an infectious disease specialist at JPS, says that's a conservative estimate.
There were probably more like 800 cases that presented to the hospital and got tested, but because the test is only 50% sensitive, it would have only picked up half of those. And that's assuming everyone got tested.
By mid-January, the hospital had already reported 341 new cases. Dozens of North Texans have died from the flu, at least 8 of them in Tarrant County. Joel Hunt with JPS Care Connections says roving clinics and street medicine outreach help prevent the flu and other diseases from spreading among a homeless population that has to sleep in close quarters or brave harsh temperatures outside.
So it improves the individual, the patient's health, and it's better for the healthcare system. And then I think the biggest part is it's just great for our community to have people that are healthier, can try to get back to work, can get reunited with families. And so that's our whole goal, our whole perspective.
That's why getting a flu shot for some means much more than physical wellness.
You don't want sickness to take over, and you can't move forward if you're sick.
Ronnie K. Baker Lilly is afraid of shots, but she's here because she wants to move forward. She's been homeless for 3 years, struggling with drug addiction, away from her family. While volunteers are holding her hands and distracting her from the needle, Baker Lily sheds a few tears.
I want to see my daughter. I want my life back. And I needed a flu shot. So I take the next right step.
JPS staffers running this roving clinic hope to make simple healthcare decisions a little easier for the nearly 2,000 people experiencing homelessness in the Fort Worth area. Decisions that can and often do fall to the wayside when shelter and even a meal aren't certainties. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.